Chapter 3, The Return of Dracula. Sort of. Right. Here was Simon Belmont, the hero of Castlevania, standing before him, square jaw jutting earnestly, broad chest heaving with purpose. Yes, this was Simon, all right. Tim even noticed now that gripped feverishly in Simon's fist was a whip. Around his neck on a leather thong was a beautiful golden ring that shone and glittered like the heart of a sun. Righteous, dude, said a long-haired guy wearing leather pants, just coming into the boys' room. Aren't you a Metallica or something? No, said Simon, eyes flashing with dark earnestness. I'm from Castlevania. Great group, man. Got all their CDs. The guy cruised out of the boys' room, thrashing power chords on his heavy metal air guitar. Simon looked quizzically at Tim. If you don't know, don't ask, said Tim. Look, anyway, this is a joke, right? Everyone is ganged up on me because they know I'm an ace Castlevania player and I'm being persecuted for my hobby. No, I swear upon my sacred honor, insisted Simon. Sure, okay, suppose there really is a Castlevania and you really are Simon Belmont. What's your girlfriend's name, huh? Answer me that. Why, Linda Entwistle, of course. You've done your research. Okay, tell me then, Mr. Simon Belmont. Why do you want me to help you? Why? Because you're the best Castlevania player in this dimension. Because this holy ring bestowed upon myself by none other than the beauteous Linda Entwistle guided me to you to sincerely seek your aid. Against who? Why, Dracula, of course. You see? You can't be Simon Belmont. I defeat that crummy old vampire all the time. There is no time for explanation. You must come with me immediately. I entreat you, Timothy Bradley. Please. I don't know. Suddenly there was a loud pounding on the boys' room door. Hey, Bradley, come on out of there and get what you deserve. Say, if you're Simon Belmont, how'd you get here? Why, through an interdimensional doorway, of course, created by this magical ring. Show me. Get me out of here and I'll believe you. Where would you like to go? Home. Come, grab my whip, Timothy Bradley. Well, it was worth a shot, thought Tim. Anything to get away from that walking dynamite truck with biceps. At the very least, he'd give this a try, and if it didn't work, he can get Muscle Brain here to use his whip on Bert. He reached out and grabbed the leather whip. It felt as though he'd grabbed a live wire. Yow, he said. He felt his hair stand on end. Energy coursed full throttle through his body. A burst of light zapped through his eyes. Then everything became a pleasant calm after the silent bang. You really shouldn't play around with shocks, he told Simon. You could electrocute a guy. There's this guy outside I'd like you to... Huh? The huh was because he just realized that he and Simon Belmont were no longer in the junior high school boys' room. They stood in his bedroom, back home. This is where you live, is it not, Timothy Bradley? Yeah, wow, so it is. He turned newly admiring eyes towards the hero. You really are Simon Belmont. You acknowledge my identity. Thank you. Does that mean that you are now willing to come back with me to my homeland to rescue it from the powers of darkness, the disease called Dracula? Dracula, right. I thought the old popsicle sucker was dead. Oh, indeed. Very dead. His body has been cut up and it has been placed in 5 different places. Sounds pretty dead to me, Simon. What's the problem, then? His curse. It spreads across my homeland. I should have burned the body and scattered the ashes to the 4 winds. His followers have separated his body parts and hidden them. I don't know what to do. And Linda Entwistle has been snatched away from me. She came to me in a vision and gave me this ring and... Whoa! One thing at a time, please, said Timothy. I'm a boy of my word, Simon. I'll come with you, but I've got to pack a few important items first. Tim began jamming stuff into an empty laundry bag. Stuff he was going to need. Like chocolate bars. A Swiss Army knife. Chocolate M&Ms, a sweater, some more Hershey's chocolate bars, semi-sweet, milk, Mr. Goodbar, oh gosh, don't forget the one with the almonds, his Boy Scout kit, including compass and campfire starter, some Reese's Pieces. Hey, if Simon Belmont really existed, maybe he can lure E.T. down from the skies too. Some clean underwear. And, last of all, his very best imported Godiva chocolates for emergencies, celebrations, or just the heck of it. What is all that? Inquired Simon Belmont. Chocolate, about my favorite thing in the world, except for maybe bad jokes, puns, oh, and video games. Chocolate, We have no such thing in Castlevania. That's a good thing I'm bringing a supply then, Simon. It's candy. Oh, yes, candy. Very bad for your teeth, though. You know, you're a pretty serious guy, aren't you? I think, Timothy Bradley, you'd be pretty serious, too, if you had only 48 hours to prevent your body from being totally possessed by the evil spirit of Count Dracula himself. A voice from below interrupted them. Timothy, is that you? I hear voices up there. Oops, Tim gasped, really frightened now. It's my mom. Are moms a form of evil demon here on this plane? Said Simon Belmont, spinning about and grabbing his whip ready for battle. Uh-huh. Worse. Can we just take off for Castlevania now before I really get into trouble? Footsteps sounded on the stairs. Timothy, when your father hears about this, it's going to be no video games for a month. That should do the trick. The footsteps are on the landing now, coming closer. Closer, like claps of doom. Tim Bradley grabbed the whip. I think dealing with Dracula is going to be a vacation. I think not, said Simon Belmont. Again, the shock, the feeling of being uprooted and thrown into a pool of dazzle. Shapes and smells and colors swirled in on him like angry ghosts. A chill bit through his shirt, making him glad that he had brought along a sweater and a sack. Then darkness clutched around him like a fist. Where are we? Tim asked when they had seemed to come to a stop. Welcome, said Simon Belmont, to Castlevania.